Otis, O-T-I-S, Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, born 2/3/1952, face-to-face, 2/7/2023. This is a 70-year-old gentleman on hospice with end-stage dementia, period. Patient also suffers from alcoholic liver disease, ascites, protein, calorie, malnutrition, anxiety, restlessness, and pain, period. Today's face-to-face, we spend evaluating and talking to the patient regarding his needs at this time. Patient lives with his wife, his granddaughter. His granddaughter is actually his provider who's present today, period. His wife has had a lot of illness and issues, and she's dealing with at this time, period. In the paragraph, I spoke to the granddaughter regarding Mr. Ferguson benefiting from the social work evaluations regarding increasing his provider hours, period. Patient has lost more weight from the last visit, has a KPS score of 40%. He's not eating well. His appetite is diminished. He already has protein, calorie, malnutrition with low albumin, period. He has a history of seizure disorder but has not had any recent seizure. He's short of breath chronically with COPD, period. He suffers from sundowner syndrome and chronic increased ammonia level related to alcoholic liver disease, period. As best as his wife can tell, he's lost 2.5 pounds since last evaluation and remains total ADL dependent as well as bowel and bladder incontinent, period. Patient continues to remain hospice appropriate with steady but somewhat slow decline. Findings discussed with patient's granddaughter and his wife will have social services to evaluate and provider services involved, period. Regarding provider needs for provider, increasing his needs for provider services, period. Patient's family also would like some paperwork signed regarding not discontinuing his electricity at his residence, which I will pass on to the office and the medical director. Thank you.